It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Crystal Brigman Mahaney.
Today, our guest is Shauna Morris. She is the Vice President of Mental Health Services at Burrell Behavioral Health here in Springfield. Burrell Behavioral Healthcare is a nonprofit organization that provides a wide range of mental health services for individuals and families, as well as programs for the community. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shauna.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just start by telling us a little about Burrell's mission and history.
Sure, thank you. So Burrell was established in 1976 as a nonprofit organization. It was funded through a federal block grant for the development of community mental health centers. It opened its doors for business in 1977 and started providing an increasingly comprehensive set of mental health services for the community here. Burrell was one of the first and only community mental health centers that didn't have a psychiatric hospital attached to it, and so it forced innovation early on in the history of the organization. Burrell has long been known for looking for the best practices across the country as well as in Missouri and trying hard to develop those services for those who suffer greatly from mental illness. In 2006, Burrell purchased University Behavioral Health from the University of Missouri and expanded their service area by an additional 10 counties. In 2014, Burrell merged with Clarity Recovery and then was able to serve a complete line of services for both mental illness and addiction. Today, Burrell serves over 35,000 consumers every year. We're in 17 counties, and we employ about 1,100 staff.
So what are the current services available in our community, either through Burrell or your partners, for mental and behavioral issues, and where do you see our community lacking right now?
Good question. So Burrell does provide a comprehensive services for both mental health and substance abuse. And that continuum includes providing the medical management for inpatient services at Cox North, independent and semi-independent housing across the 17 counties in which we serve our clients. We do crisis stabilization services, residential treatment services, social detox, outpatient services, healthcare homes, community support that includes psychosocial rehab, and case management. That's a lot.
Yes, that is a lot of services, and it sounds like Burrell's been around for quite a while. And of course, issues around behavioral health and poverty are not new to our area or anywhere. And in the media and on this program, we've talked a lot about that stigma and the need to change the face of these issues. How do you see Burrell addressing that?
Yeah. So in the past years, like I said, Burrell has worked really hard to bring evidence-based practices into the areas that we serve. And we've done that successfully by looking across the country as well as locally to see what's going on. So we were one of the first agencies to bring things like a mobile crisis intervention through iPads. We work with the police department to do that. We've also started using motivational interviewing. We've done cognitive behavior health, just a variety of other services that we've partnered with local agencies such as The Kitchen and implementing the Housing First program. So we're always looking for ways to do that, and we're always looking for ways to bring services to those who need it the most. Of course, one of the services that has not been in the Springfield market or in the Columbia market is what we like to refer to as the clubhouse model.
So the clubhouse model has been around, but it's new to me, and so I suspect it's new to many of our listeners. Can you give us a brief history and understanding of what the clubhouse model is?
Right. So the clubhouse model was started in New York City in 1948, and it was basically a result of a small group of people who had loved ones recently discharged from the state hospital, and they didn't know what to do because these needed additional services during the day, and they didn't know what to do with their loved ones. And so they created a self-help organization. It later evolved into what's highly successful and innovative community-based services known as the clubhouse model. So the clubhouse model has been around for 65 years. There's over 3,000 clubhouses in 33 countries across the world. And it basically is this unbelievably successful model where it offers comprehensive support to those who need it the most and encouragement for its members. Yes, the people that go to the clubhouse every day suffer greatly from mental illness. But we don't consider them consumers. We don't call them clients. We call them members because the clubhouse belongs to them. So the clubhouse was really, it was started by consumers for their members. The key to the success of this environment is this idea that we support, accept, and we commit to the potential of every person that walks through the clubhouse, regardless of the severity of his or her illness. Clubhouses are places where people can belong. They can contribute as adults rather than being treated as patients or clients. The clubhouse is a place where members and staff work side by side in all aspects of the daily work. It was one of the first and foremost a local community center that offers people with mental illness opportunities to achieve their full potential. So, what does that look like? It might look different in every market, depends on what that the needs are for those communities. I had the privilege of working with one in Houston, Texas, called The Gathering Place. And The Gathering Place was we were able to help our members to gain independence by learning work how to work. People that suffer greatly from mental illness don't work the same way we do, but we were able to create an environment where they were able to reach their best potential by learning the skills that they need for that particular market.
So you've talked about the clubhouse model beginning in New York City and in Houston, and I believe that St. Louis has it. Why is Borough considering this for the Springfield area?
It's all about timing. Mm-hmm. It's all about timing. That's why good things usually happen. So we know that the Bill's Place is going to close because it's attached to the property where the Missouri Hotel was, and that's up for sale. And so we're using that as an opportunity to bring this model into this market. We're looking for the community to support us in doing this. We know that the we have a need for services to be available during the day and for our folks that want to work and to learn how to work to get back to work.
And you've talked about Borough working with other agencies such as the Kitchen and the Police Department. What are other community agencies that you work with and that you see working with in the future with the clubhouse model?
So Jordan Valley has joined our effort in trying to put this in place. We're also working with the Greene County Health Department. We are working with the Gathering Tree, and we are working with the Springfield Community, I think it's Springfield Neighborhood Community. Mm-hmm. We are working with the mayor's office. We are working with our volunteers, such as Annie Bush, and those that care deeply about what's happening in our community. So far, we have gotten nothing but great support from our friends at Cox and at Mercy. So we're just seeing this as a great opportunity for the community to come together.
And how can the community learn more about Borough and the clubhouse model and what is in store for our community?
Yes, please check us out at burlcenter.com or email me at shauna.morris@burlcenter.com.
Thank you, Shauna, for being on the program today. Our guest has been Shauna Morris, Vice President for Mental Health Services at Borough Behavioral Health. This program is brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.